Cantermar Council has voted to move ahead with the addition of 27 LED streetlights to rural intersections in former local service districts of the municipality. The cost of the streetlights in 2025, which includes work to extend electricity to some locations, as well as rental and electricity costs paid to NB Power, will be covered by the Council Initiatives envelope in this year's budget. But it's still not clear how the cost will be covered in 2026 and beyond. Currently, streetlights in Sackville and Dorchester are covered by non-shared transportation budgets. If the rental of lights from NB Power remains non-shared, then former LSD areas of the municipality would need to cover the cost of the new 27 streetlights, which is expected to be about $11,000 per year. That could amount to about a half a cent rise in tax rates for former LSDs. But Treasurer Michael Beale told Council it's also possible that Council would choose to make all streetlights shared by all taxpayers in Tantramar, which would likely have a much smaller impact on the tax rate.
From a financial perspective, we'll have to evaluate those things when we implement them in the 2026 budget. And that was one of the reasons the original motion at budget time said that we do the evaluation in anticipation of the 2026 budget, would be to look at how that funding mechanism will come in place. Is one of the options to raise the taxes a half a cent, three quarters of a cent to fund the streetlights? Yes, it is. Is one of the options to have it out of the increase that's already happened? Yes, it is. But that would all have to be looked at during the budget process and where the assessments are and what we need to operate the municipality for each of those.
Beale told Council that the shared and non-shared budget breakdown was originally created by the province when it amalgamated Tantramar along with a number of other municipalities in the province.
When they created the first budget, they created the first budget for local service districts, and they implemented the act that allowed that the taxes in the local service district would go up no more than 5 cents in any one year until it was fully funded. So again, we have not set, and we do not set the tax rates for 2026 until the fall of this year. If the tax rates were to go up in the local service districts or anywhere, if they were to go up 5 cents, that could be included in that amount. It could go up 5 cents plus streetlight cost, because the act that said they can't go up any more than 5 cents, it says unless a new service is provided. So this would be considered a new service that is provided. But again, we will have to have those evaluations, whether tax rates go up 5 cents, whether they go up 2 cents, whether they don't go up at all. Those discussions will all happen this fall through the budget process.
Mayor Andrew Black also brought up one other concern raised by a Pointe de Butte resident before voting to approve the rural streetlights plan.
This particular resident has some concerns about lighting. They live in the country. They don't really want to have a whole bunch of lights, and so they would recommend that they don't want that street light in that location, in that particular location.
Beale told Black that because the street lights are essentially rented from NB Power with no term commitment, it's relatively simple to get rid of them if there are complaints from local residents. When Council first discussed the list of 27 possible streetlights in June, Public Works Director John Eppel told Council that neighboring residents had not been consulted about the proposed list of locations because the streetlight technology was not expected to cause significant light pollution.
These are strategic locations that are intersections, and the streetlights would be shining on the streets, not on the properties. They're also LED lights like we have out here on Main Street that don't have a lot of light pollution from them. They point quite directly down. So there shouldn't be a lot of light pollution to the adjacent property. So there was not consultation with any of the adjacent property owners.
That's Public Works Director John Eppel speaking at a Tantramar Committee of the Whole meeting on June 23rd. Last night, Council unanimously decided to move ahead with a plan to install 27 new streetlights in rural locations throughout the municipality.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.